Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour.
101.5 UMFM.
All right. You're tuned in to 101.5 UMFM. This is A Sordid Hour, and I am your host, Jeremy Rancid. We have a bit of a different episode in store for you this evening. Word came out last week that Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes had passed away. So I wanted to do a bit of a tribute in honor of her legacy. And so as I was putting this episode together on a Saturday evening, I wanted to do a show centered around the music of the 60s, the soul, doo-wop type stuff. And so I was putting the episode together, and as I was doing so, word came out that Rachel Nagy of the Detroit Cobras had passed away, which really dealt a blow to me. I've been a huge, huge fan of the Detroit Cobras for quite a number of years. And that news really just cemented the whole idea that I had to do an episode dedicated to the music that that inspired them. So we're gonna start things off with a cover of Be My Baby by a band out of Brazil called the Paraleles. The Turkish label Kafedin Kontak, which I'm a pretty big fan of, had released their discography a while back, and this song was included on that. So let's give that a listen to. Here we go. This is Be My Baby by the Paraleles on A Sordid Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Make you so proud of me. You'll make it through the heads every place we go. So won't you please be mine?
Don't
right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Bad Buddy with their rendition of the song made famous by Leslie Gore. That was You Don't Own Me. That was from their EP, The Sneaky Peaky, which I imagine was a teaser for their upcoming debut album. Before that was The Switches with their version of Remember Walking in the Sand, popularized by the Shangri-Las. From their EP, All My Darlings, both those bands coming from Edmonton, Alberta. And we started the set off with The Paralleles, that was their version of Be My Baby, which was made famous by the Ronettes. I played that song in tribute to Ronnie Spector, who had passed away earlier last week. And as I was getting this first set together, I guess I got a little out of hand and things ran away on me, and I decided that I'll just keep this momentum going. So we're going to hear another band, this one called Deep Street Soul, doing a cover of MC5. This is Kick Out the Jams, brothers and sisters, on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Kick 'em out. day. But I want you to be true. I just wanna make love to you. Love to you. Your clothes. I don't wanna keep you indoors. There ain't nothing for you to do. Just keep me making love to you, love to you, ooh, love to you. And I can tell by the way you walk that walk.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard MFC Chicken with their version of I Just Want to Make Love to You, featuring Sister Cookie on the vocals. That song was written by Willie Dixon, but first performed by Muddy Waters as Just Make Love to Me. It's been re-recorded by countless others. I think most people are probably familiar with the Fog Hat version. Before that, we had the Bang Girl Review. That was a track called No Matter What You Do from their 2012 album Soul Shangri-La. And we started the set off with Deep Street Soul and their version of Kick Out the Jams featuring Tia Hunter. Those folks out of Australia. That has to be one of my favorite songs of all time. I don't think I've ever really heard a bad version of that song. Next up, we have Bad Breed out of Toronto. This is Living Lightning on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. boy, oh boy, we are back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Hope everybody's getting their soul on today. If not, I am here for your daily dose. We just heard The Deadly Snakes. That was a track called Proud Papa from their split with the Montreal band The Space Shits, released back in 98 on Sympathy for the Record Industry. A band featured at one point Greg Cartwright, better known as Greg Oblivion. He was also a huge part of the Detroit Cobras, whom we'll hear coming up right away. Before that, we heard Lisa and the Lips. That was a track called You Might Say from their self-titled album, featuring Lisa Kekkola of the Bellrays on vocals. What a tremendous, tremendous vocalist she is. Just that voice can blow the socks clean off anyone. And we started the set off with Bad Breed out of Toronto. That was Living Lightning from their Execution Music EP released in 2020. Now, as I said earlier, we have the Detroit Cobras coming up right away. I was putting this episode together when news came out that Rachel Nagy had passed away. Her legacy is undeniable. They were primarily known as a cover band, unearthing rare and often primarily unheard songs from the 60s by soul artists, R&B artists, and giving them a raw garage rock feel. Truly, they made these songs their own. So we're going to hear their version of Bye Bye Baby, written by Mary Wells. This one's from their album Life, Love, and Leaving. I think it came out around 98 or so on Sympathy for the Record Industry. One of my favorite albums from them. All right, here we go. This is the Detroit Cobras on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
You know you took my heart and you broke it apart. Why did I love, baby? Yeah, but I do start. You know you took my love, threw it away. You're gonna want my love someday. Well, bye-bye, baby. Well, I thought your love was it oh so true?
escape. Well, I never wanted love. It always seemed too much. Was born a lonely one with a bad broken tongue. And even though I try, it finds me every time. We fall right back in line. You tie your hands to mine. I'm in somebody's bed. I wonder what I said. She reaches out for me, but I'm 32 degrees. There is nothing to say. I just want to escape it. We fall.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard local band The Vibrating Beds with their track 6-8 from the 7-inch Sing the Blues put out by Transistor 66 Records. That band, obviously hugely influenced by the Detroit Cobras. Many of the songs they played in their sets were also staples of Detroit Cobras. Shannon and the Clams before that, with a track called I Never Wanted Love from their 2018 album Onion. And we started the set off with the Detroit Cobras. That was their version of Bye Bye Baby from Life, Love, and Leaving. I previously said I thought that album came out in 98, but it was 2001. There you go. Next up, I think we're pretty much going to have to close the show out with one more set. I'm going to start this off with Dennis Coffey. He put out an album 2011 featuring a plethora of guest vocals, mainly from the underground garage rock scene, which I thought was very interesting. Dennis Coffey was a prolific session guitarist for many R&B and soul recordings in the 60s and 70s. This track is called Somebody's Been Sleeping, and it also features Lisa Kekola, whom we heard earlier in the show. Here we go. This is Dennis Coffey. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour, and I've been your host, Jeremy Rancid. Keep tuned to UMFM for some more great programming. We'll be back next week with another episode to delight your ears. In the meantime, kids, you know how it goes. Have fun, stay safe, and above all, be cool. Yeah.
fall, 'cause it's gonna be a cold, a cold and lonely night. The one I had just up and left me, so I gotta go and catch me. I gotta find somebody to make me feel all. I'm not